All right, yes, quick report before my man comes on this.
On the labor?
Yeah.
I met with Schultz this morning, and I think I have Fitz coming in for lunch. Love sounds on his way down from New York, I'll be staying here. I think our situation, Mr. President, is that business fellows on the paperwork have developed a one year, or in the process of developing one today, which may be the solution, may not be. Schultz has been asked to kind of give a signal to the paperwork, whether we try to get all of the 71 increases traded off against a 72 standard in a way that will be satisfactory, not satisfactory, but acceptable.
What do you do about the freeze period?
I think it has to be negotiated as a lump. In other words, there will be some deferred increases in the freeze period that you have to recognize, some you don't. It just depends on the circumstances of the contract, timing of the increases. And then Schultz, in my opinion, should sit alone in a room with me, nobody else present, and should say, look, here are your choices. Take this, that, or we can't go beyond this point, and if you want to blow it, George, you blow it, and we'll go with public members alone. And if your people strike, they'll strike. Now, George's feeling is that, and I think I share this, President, that if we take that line, most of the employers will end up paying the deferred increases to avoid strikes. The steel industry would rather, I'm sure, pay the increase than have a strike. So it is clearly in our interest to develop a strategy in the next 2 days that puts us in a position where we can hammer out the settlement and get something for it, rather than to have it happen as it would happen anyway, and get nothing in return.
Absolutely.
I think I'd rather get it out of the way this year. You're going to be under enormous heat to do it next year. The parole board, the more I think about the composition of that board, won't have the guts to do it next summer. Which means...
And your idea of having a meeting again and consider if they're just turning it down again, and then we have Governor Amnesty would be dead.
Well...
I wonder if we really, the clean way to handle it, or something, say, that, including on the Christmas list, say that his parole board, he was turned down then, the reasons for which he was turned down, and now then corrected. And because of that correction, because he's not a prisoner, because he has served his time, paid his debt, that presidential amnesty would be good.
That would be good, too. The only argument for having the parole board meet again is if Mitchell could have it wired in advance of the goddamn well. The problem with that is that in August, Fitz thinks that Mitchell told him that the parole board would not offer good. He feels he had a commitment. And then when the parole board didn't, Fitz really, it took me 3 days to keep him from really just blowing everything. This was the week that the freeze was announced, and Fitz came out for us, and then 5 days later, but that is one that I think we have enough. That gives us a lot of power. It gives us power beyond Fitz. You know, I didn't mention to you last night, but most of your building trades are so international. With the Massachusetts, and I have a couple of other things going to the building trades this week that I've gotten started this morning. For example, they want a seasonality adjustment, not today, but annual contracts. And for looking, is there
continuing to work at Scottsdale on that business as well?
Yes, sir. We have an option paper coming to you so that we...
I'm not even know that we are going to do it.
Right.
Well, all the oil people.
The option paper will come to you, and that may obviate the need for a meeting. I think if you just...
I know what we have to do.
We have no choice. And it has the additional benefit for us of picking off some strong labor support this week if we do it. That plus the building trades, plus what Fitz can do, if we can parlay that. I think we'll box me, Mr. President. I really think we can. The interesting thing about this solution that George is playing with this morning is that it was advanced by the business members of the paper.
Yeah.
So...
One thing about this all is that it's got to be careful that we're talking about this morning. It's just a matter of principle. One thing we've got to do is we've got to keep this going, Chuck. We cannot have our... Even though this is only one leg of a three-legged stool of the so-called new economic policy, we cannot have it chopped off.
Because it's the most visible country.
Right. And also it's prices and so forth. And the job part of which we mean that we're going to have with all these jobs out of our surtax. I mean, I'm talking about our defense program. All right.
I'll stay on there, sir. When I come to it.
I think it's at 12 o'clock that he's out.
11 to 12.